Ringgold High School science teacher Heather Howe is the president of the Ringgold Teachers Association. She says the district struggles to keep paraprofessionals long term.
They love the job, but they can't afford to stay.
Howe says the issue comes down to pay for work that can be physically and emotionally demanding. Paraprofessional pay starts at $17.73 an hour. Intensive paraprofessionals, who work closely with students with special needs, earn 75 cents more. The maximum pay tops out at $25.55. Howe says the union is asking the school board to adjust the pay scale and include benefits.
I've been here 15 years, and I can't remember a year that this wasn't brought up in some form or fashion.
Most paraprofessionals work 5.75 hours each day, just short of full-time status, which would require the district to offer benefits. Howe says paraprofessionals play a key role in classrooms, supporting not just individual students, but often entire classes.
I definitely think that we'd see a lot of students that were not successful in school. We'd probably have a much higher dropout rate because students need that support.
Adam Morse started working as a paraprofessional in 2012 and stayed with the position for 10 years. After working in a computer lab, he moved into an intensive paraprofessional role with special education. He worked one-on-one with the same student from second through seventh grade.
Over the course of the 5 years, we kind of grew close to each other, and it was nice going in. He was genuinely excited to see me most days.
After that student moved away from Ringgold, Morse says he was reassigned and eventually felt burnt out. When he started, Morse worked full-time and says the pay was an improvement over his previous job. But after a few years, his hours were reduced to 5.75 hours per day.
If I was a single parent or just a single person in general, I wouldn't have been able to survive off that job. I would have had to have two jobs, which I did during the summer. I worked out at the restaurant. But if it wasn't for my wife's salary, it wouldn't have been a sustainable job, in my opinion.
Morse says retention is a key concern. However, Superintendent Joshua Garrett says the district is close to fully staffed.
Most of our para positions are filled right now, so we don't have a shortage.
Garrett says he appreciates WTA raising concerns about pay.
Who doesn't want to get paid more? And everybody deserves to be paid more.
He also says that there are some paras in the district that are considered full-time, so they do get benefits. But as for pay increases, the board wouldn't be able to act on that right now, since classified staff, which includes paraprofessionals, are talking about unionizing.
At this point, the board's hand is tied in giving raises because the classified staff is going through a unionization process.
Garrett says the Department of Labor told the school district administration to not interfere in any way with salaries during this process. But once that's figured out, the school board would discuss with the classified staff possible salary changes. In Ringgold, I'm Colette Zarnicki.